just two classical optimizations that will help modern but mature virtual machine where we have that powers native images. And why is it important? Well, and who I am? My name is Dmitry Chuyko. I work at a company named Bellsoft, which actively participates in OpenJDK community, and we release our own JDK distribution, which you probably met if you've ever built a Spring Boot container with default build pack. So it's in there. And now Spring Boot, since version 3, supports containers with native images. It can be built as a native image. And if you do that, the compiler being used is the Berica Native Image Kit, which is a Bellsoft distribution of GraalVM. So that's another project that we participate. And GraalVM itself can be seen as different things, at least two major modes that we can observe. It can run as a JIT, where compiler is Graal, or we can build a native image with a static compilation, and it will utilize a special virtual machine substrate VM. And here it's different from the traditional Java, traditional way of how we run it. Another interesting and peculiar point here is that it is written in Java. So it is a complex project, but the most of the code is Java. And this is beautiful. So you have a virtual machine and a compiler for JVM languages, and Java in particular, written in Java. So if we look at Java itself, why is it so beautiful? Well, not so beautiful compared to Kotlin, as we know, right? But still, both Java and Kotlin, they share those concepts. So from the very beginning, there is a way to write correct parallel programs. So then we write parallel programs, we need some means of synchronization or to orchestrate our threads if we share data. But most typically, we do that. And also, it's a managed runtime.